From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Anthony Brooks, in for Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Allegations of colluding with the Russians won't leave the Trump White House alone, and the story just got a whole lot more serious. The New York Times reports that President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before he met with a Kremlin-connected lawyer during the 2016 campaign. Some say this is the first solid evidence of collusion. Trump Jr. denies any wrongdoing. The White House calls this story a big nothing burger. This hour on Point, the latest on the Trump-Russia story. You can join us on air or online. What do you make of this latest story? Is this finally proof of Russian collusion or much ado about nothing? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Later this hour, we're going to talk about how the Trump administration should respond to North Korea's nuclear program following the test firing of a missile that could reach parts of the U.S. But first, joining me from Washington is Jeff Pagaz. He's Justice and Homeland Security Correspondent for CBS News. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey there. So let's talk about this big scoop in the New York Times today and the latest. Just kind of give us a synthesis of what we know. What is the latest?
Well, it's all about this meeting that Donald Trump Jr. had on June 9th, of 2016 with this Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, and I might butcher her name. Please forgive my lack of knowledge of the Russian language, but it's Natalia Veselnitskaya. And she is a Russian lawyer with possible ties to Russian operatives or the Kremlin itself. That is still something that we're looking into. But it's one of those meetings that sort of raises eyebrows if you're in law enforcement or if you're in the intelligence community and you're looking into whether there was collusion between Trump campaign representatives or people in the Trump orbit with the Russian government. Keep in mind, the intelligence agencies here in the U.S. have concluded with high confidence that they believe that the Russians interfered with the 2016 election, and there is an FBI counterintelligence investigation and several other investigations on Capitol Hill looking into whether there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government during that period, during the 2016 campaign. And so what is at issue here is this evidence of collusion, and that's why there is this meeting on June 9th of last year is raising a lot of eyebrows,
right?
And it has the White House on the defensive, essentially trying to answer these questions.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the White House response. Rance Priebus, chief of staff, calling this a big nothing burger. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting out a couple of things. Obviously, I'm the first person on a campaign to ever take a meeting to hear info about an opponent. Went nowhere but had to listen. Then he tweeted out the Times expose on Donald Trump Jr. Is a big yawn. So there's some information there. But Jeff, tell us a little bit more. I mean, the sort of central line in this story that Donald Trump Jr. was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Do we know anything about that information, about how he was promised it, about what kind of avenue, I guess, that this information was supposed to come to him?
Well, that's according to the New York Times, who says that the reason why he agreed to that meeting is that he was promised dirt on the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump Jr. claims that he didn't know who he would be meeting with in that meeting at Trump Tower. But he asked his campaign chairman, or the Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and top advisor Jared Kushner to be there. And they met with this Russian lawyer who in the past has represented the interest of the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. And so that is why there are so many questions here, that the White House may say that this is a nothing burger, but there are questions here that certainly if you are an investigator, you are wondering, well, what exactly was talked about in this meeting? What was discussed? Because at the heart of this investigation, and this is something that I reported this morning on CBS News, is whether Russian operatives manipulated people around President Trump or people connected to that campaign to get information and then use that information to further Russian interest and then to further intrude in the 2016 campaign. And that's why all of these contacts matter.
Mm.
And what makes it more troubling, if you're an investigation, is when people do not disclose these types of contacts.
Right. Listeners, we're talking about a big story in the New York Times this morning that Donald Trump Jr. was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before agreeing to meet with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer. This was during the 2016 campaign. If you've got questions or comments about this, we're talking to Jeff Begays. He's a Justice and Homeland Security correspondent for CBS News. Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. Jeff, a couple of things that I'm reading in this New York Times story. So the Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, says nothing at all about the campaign was discussed. Do we know from your reporting or the New York Times reporting or anyone's reporting if she was actually able to produce compromising information about Hillary Clinton?
We don't know that. What we know is that Donald Trump Jr. says that he was offered this information, but when he got into the meeting, it was something else altogether. That's what he is saying. He says that she changed subjects in the meeting to Russian adoption and U.S. sanctions on Russian human rights abusers, which Donald Trump Jr. says he believes was her true agenda all along. But if you look at past campaigns, this is the kind of meeting that does warrant further clarification, because this is not in some ways, or in many ways rather, normal activity in terms of these contacts with Russian individuals who clearly have ties, you know, maybe not being paid by the Russian government or anything like that, but there are connections there. And it's not just this meeting. So if you put this into perspective and look at the complete picture, well, that's what raises troubling questions for people who are looking into this, is the series of contacts over time during that 2016 campaign, and how these contacts are coming out. They're not being disclosed willingly. They're coming out because these people are being pressed to clarify the nature of these contacts by the media.
Jeff, we've got some callers who'd like to get in on this conversation. Let's go to Carl, who's calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Carl. You're on the air. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. You know, the sooner that we wrap our head around the unthinkable, that we have Russian spies within our own White House, the better off we'll be. This is an administration who said they had absolutely no contact with Russians at all, never. And it seems like the constant drip, drip, drip is just par for the course. And it's beginning to be unshocking, almost unnewsworthy, because it's such a natural thing with these people acting against the American interests with the Empire of Russia.
Well, Carl, we are really grateful for your point there. Jeff Begays, respond to Carl. I mean, I don't think yet we have evidence of the White House being infiltrated by Russian spies, but he makes the point about the drip, 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 drip. And this story, anyway, is being presented as the first real indication that at least some of the campaign members of the campaign were willing to accept Russian help, possibly. I mean, that seems to be one of the things you can conclude from this story.
Well, Anthony, you're right. Just to be fair, there is no evidence that I know of that there are Russian spies in this administration. However, to Carl's point, the drip, drip, drip is a problem for this administration. And how are they going to get beyond that? They've really had a difficult time in the first 6 months of this administration getting beyond this drip, drip, drip. And there may be a reason for that. I mean, we have talked to law enforcement and intelligence sources for really the last year who have given indications that there is something there that warrants an investigation.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, were laws broken? And that's what makes this such a complicated case. You know, having contacts alone doesn't necessarily mean that laws were broken. But the question is what was said during those meetings. And that's what the investigators are really trying to look into. And this, you know, if you talk to people who are familiar with this case from the very beginning, this is extremely important for this country. And so anyone who sort of dismisses the importance of this investigation is kidding themselves, essentially. This is really important. And if you talk to people connected to the FBI, connected to the intelligence community, they know that. And they are serious about this investigation and where it may or may not go.
Jeff, however, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it's too early to jump to conclusions. There is a lot of interest in today's story, but there will be more stories about this investigation to come. We are almost exactly a year into this investigation, and we have not gotten any indication from anyone that we've talked to in the law enforcement or intelligence community who say that this is an investigation that is anywhere near close to coming to a conclusion.
Yeah, it's going to go on for a while. I'm reading here a response from a Democrat, Adam Schiff, a Democrat of California, the leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. This is quoted in the New York Times. There's no reason for this Russian government advocate to be meeting with Paul Manafort and Mr. Kushner and the president's son if it wasn't about the campaign and Russia policy. So obviously, folks taking this very, very seriously. Jeff Baquez, Justice and Homeland Security correspondent for CBS News. Thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
My pleasure, Anthony.